The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Six men. One rando. One RV. 1,800 miles. Road trip 2011 begins today. The one question: who will live and who will die? I'm Mike O'Mara. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. And today, we embark on a journey like no other. A journey from Manassas, Virginia, to Iowa City, Iowa, for the Iowa Hawkeyes Northwestern football game. We don't know what's going to happen between here, the state of Virginia, and the great state of Iowa. But we do know this. We will try desperately to entertain you. We will try desperately to bust each other's balls, and we will try desperately to survive the trip with our livers intact. In between, there will be restaurants. There will be interactions with listeners. There will be dangerous driving moves by RJ Diaz at the wheel with his attention deficit disorder.
What?
All in all, no one can predict what will happen. I can tell you this, though. It will be fun. Because isn't fun the best thing to have? That's it. S-A-D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
In 1978, we bought this house for $150,000. If we sell our house and don't put it back into a behemoth, we have $140,000 of profit. We liquidate everything. Stocks, right? Your father's bond, $20,000. The minimum for both cars, $16,500, I figure. I'm being very conservative. Very conservative liquidation leaves us $190,000 in cash.
No.
Yes.
We couldn't.
I'm telling you, $190,000 in cash.
I can't believe it.
Now, all we need is a motorhome, and we should get a great one, because we're going to live there for the rest of our lives.
Well, what do you think a motorhome cost?
Guess who went motorhome shopping? Hi, friends. Motorhomes for sale. 45,000 complete for a great one. 30 feet long, a bedroom, a bath, a kitchen, a microwave that browns, a little TV. Beautiful, beautiful. Better than our new house. It has wheels, too, okay? This is what we talked about when we were 19. Remember, we kept saying, let's find ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have a dollar, so we watched television instead. Linda, this is just like Easy Rider.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world, this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Get your motor running.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com, it is Wednesday, October 12, 2011, and we are over 9.5 million downloads and still growing every single day. Our show is brought to you today by... Now, let me see. You have the audio volume.
Right.
No, that's later in the show.
That's later in the show. Let me just see what's happening.
And before that is segment
two. Of course, we should tell you who it's brought to you. It's by Encore Insurance.
Encore!
Yay. Encore Insurance, Encore. Making Road Trip 2011 possible. We talk about them all the time. We do, because they are the number one sponsor for this trip, and we are delighted to have them. Visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. It's real simple. You call that number, you get yourself a free estimate on your life insurance, and you might be coming out paying a hell of a lot less.
Hassle-free.
Encore.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore.
Encore.
Insurance Services, official sponsor of the Road Trip 2011.
When is that anyway?
That happens today, Rob.
How's that?
As soon as we get done taping this show, we are loading up the RV.
Are we there yet?
We are on our way. We should mention to everybody that... you're not going to get a lot of information outside of the podcast, okay?
Right.
You're not going to get a lot of the pictures. You're not going to get a lot of information on Facebook. As a matter of fact, my coworkers who are listening to me say this right now probably weren't aware that I was going to tell you this.
No, but I think it makes good sense.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have a videographer who will be joining us,
yes.
And we are going to be documenting.
I had never met Ken Burns. I'm so excited.
We are documenting every facet of this trip.
He's constantly panning.
We are going to put it into a lovely little video package that we are going to make available for you at Christmas time.
Like a reality show.
Woo! So, if you say, hey, how about some pictures? Mm-hmm. You're going to get pictures.
You're going to get moving pictures.
But you're going to get pictures when we decide to give you the pictures.
That's right.
Now, that doesn't tell you, that doesn't prevent us from actually talking about the trip and actually sharing with you on the different podcasts.
And, taking pictures for ourselves.
We're going to be doing a bunch of different stuff. Now, so many people have been so kind, but nobody has been kinder than our good friend, Mr. Jimmy Cerrito.
Birthday boy!
Who is celebrating a birthday today. Bring Jimmy in here.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Jimmy Cerrito, get in here.
Speaking of Jimmy, I want to tell you how beautiful your shirt is. It's a Walter Reed shirt, but it looks like a bottle of Beck's.
Yeah, you know what? It's Walter Reed. I got this my last visit to the Wounded Warriors over at Walter Reed, and I got a chance to grab this. Well, hi, Mo!
Relationship
hey,
Jimmy's
you?
Here.
Hey. Hi, Mo. Hi. We were speculating about that the other day.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's Bloody Marys around,
here
ladies and gentlemen.
That looks delicious.
Jimmy, how
he made
old?
A special Jewish one for Mark. It's
Jimmy
a Bloody Cerrito Murray.
Is the only person that on his birthday, he's still the caregiver.
Yes.
He is still serving us wonderful.
Thank you
wonderful
for giving a Bloody Mary to the man driving the RV.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
And in the great tradition of great bartenders, there's a green bean in the Bloody Mary.
A green bean.
Salute.
That is great. Here,
Jimmy,
here's
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Yes. Thank you.
Prost.
To you.
Man, that's a professional bartender, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
a man that owns
amazing.
His own bar. Absolutely.
Man,
100%.
That's perfect.
You the man. Jimmy is, Jimmy, would you care to tell us, would you care to tell
thank
us
you,
how old
thanks,
you
Mo.
Are today?
Where am I? You get right on the mic.
Bring the microphone down.
Right
help him out.
Talk
are
down,
we
Jimmy.
Sure we want him to have a microphone?
Well, just for a brief
just
period.
Talk
of
into
time.
This tree right
just
here.
Until we get to Iowa.
How old are we,
we.
Jimmy? He wants to go so
I know
bad.
He does. I
he
know.
Wants to go worse than. I know Jimmy, and I know him well enough to know he wants to go
he
real
does.
Bad, but
I
he
know.
Can't, unfortunately. Why can't you go?
I can go. I'm going to be hiding in your room
the whole time.
Stow away.
How old are you today, Jimmy?
I am 45.
45.
Wow,
congratulations. Don't
right.
look. You don't look it.
A traditional Mike O'Mara show birthday song for Jimmy. Here we
yes.
go.
Jimmy.
Cirrhosis.
Can
birthday, I wish myself a happy birthday
yes.
since I'm going to be listening later tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
Whatever. Hey, Jimmy, I know you're listening out there.
You might as well stop here because you won't listen. You might hear it, but you're not going to listen.
You're a big fan of the show.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Give
I know you listen.
Give yourself a birthday greeting.
I just want to wish you a very happy birthday from the heart. I love you, brother.
That is.
I can't wait to see you again.
That is sober Jimmy talking to drunk Jimmy later today.
Can't wait to see you again. Jimmy, we talked about you the other day. When you
yes.
came by my yard sale, mm-hmm. you were strange that day.
Odd.
You were a very strange. I've never seen you quite as snarky as you were that day you came by. And I speculated.
I can explain.
Well, Oscar had an explanation. My first explanation was that it was, this is the new
blame
cocky.
The
this is the new cocky Jimmy.
Always.
I thought it was because of the Buffalo Bills and their incredible winning season that they're having. And incidentally, how about those Bills?
There you go, Redskin fans. Took care of the Eagles for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Giants fans took care of the Eagles for you.
I mean, incredible. I mean, this is, you really
it's
are. This the Buffalo Bills have risen from the ashes.
I'm putting my money down. Lions, Bills, Super Bowl.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Wouldn't that be something?
That seems to be a smarter bet than in years past.
Mike, as you know, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, an unknown from Harvard.
Harvard?
He's very intelligent out there.
What's smart guy.
What's his name? I don't follow the NFL.
Ryan Fitzmagic Patrick. He's an Irish lad.
So really?
Yes. That's we like Patrick. Irish quarterbacks out
not
there.
Not Patrick Fitz Ryan.
Anyway. Very popular in the locker room.
There we go. So are you surprised? Did you see
yes.
this coming at all
no.
in preseason?
No.
Nobody saw the Bills
Nobody
coming
saw the Bills.
This.
No,
I mean, this
no.
is fantastic.
Yeah.
So no. you come by the yard sale and you're wearing your okay. Bills jacket and you're
yeah,
just like snarky.
Wait a minute.
You were.
As a matter of fact, Oscar coined a phrase that I love.
loved.
What?
Relationship,
yes,
Jimmy.
Yes, that's why I brought
him. He's different than saloon keeper, Jimmy.
So with your lovely wife, Mo, who was nice enough to come by here this morning and help out with the Bloody Marys and with everything else. So the question is, because Oscar brought this up, and I we all agreed that perhaps this is it. It's relationship, Jimmy. Do you, Jimmy, behave differently when you're
wife? Wait, don't we all have to be a little more polite,
amen,
and professional? Yeah, in front of our ladies.
I think it's more
complicated. Except for Oscar,
and Jimmy, you're trailing. You're trailing. Yeah. Don't we all have to be?
Yes.
A little more
the
polite.
Keyword. Can I just say, guys? Can I please? I walked into that yard sale with a big smile on my face, ready to spend boatloads of money.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ready to buy.
It was
going to
be
everything.
The cornerstone of the redecoration of your restaurant.
Excuse me a second.
I did spend a dollar.
Well, yeah, thanks.
Dollar.
Okay, so you walk in. What was the chip on your shoulder?
This is what happened.
Okay.
Mike was very happy to see me.
I was.
Yes.
I was delighted.
I was delighted to see him, and he said, how about those Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe it was too soon.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I got a little cocky.
There it is. See?
Still recovering from his little baseball.
Incidentally.
And were you showing off a little bit for your wife?
I think I'm
always trying. Because, Mike is something of a man of a reputation in this area. And, if you can run up this guy.
And I'm at a weak moment.
I'm always trying to impress him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always trying to.
But you know what? I was at a weak moment. Maybe I was a little sensitive.
He was weak.
Because let's be honest.
The Red Sox got beat. I'm sorry.
And also, Jimmy, having a yard sale.
Mm-hmm. You were in a bad mood already.
Not exactly. Yeah. Really.
You were in misery. It was
kind
raining
like,
on your yard sale.
It was
sale.
Kind of like seeing Liza Minnelli in a laundromat. It's someone out of their element.
What, you old queen?
What was more,
Mike
what?
Did not look like he was in his element.
What was more painful?
Wait, let me tell you what I said.
Okay.
Hold on.
Good luck.
I said the Bills not only did wait. Not only hold that thought, Oscar.
Yes.
Not only did the Bills
hold this too.
Did the Bills beat the Patriots? They beat the Red Sox too, and I thought that was funny. Oh. I thought it was funny.
And that's how it started.
And then he got all
upset.
And who likes a good laugh better than Mike O'Mara?
Did you leave that yard sale being like, well, maybe that didn't go as planned? Because you were a relationship, Jimmy. You were showing off for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Mike was clearly.
I left saying, "God, they didn't have anything worth buying."
Oh,
there's the attitude. There's the attitude.
A stroke and a poke.
That is the attitude. That's the attitude he had the day of the thing.
I was disappointed. There was the way his TVs were from 1976.
Make sure ride Jimmy's monitor level.
The way I picture it, Jimmy pulls into the yard sale, and he's dressed like. He's dressed like Steve Buscemi in Boardwalk Empire. He's got an old-fashioned, colorful suit.
No.
He fields the compliment with an insult to your Red Sox and then leaves with, well, there's nothing worth buying.
Kind of what the attitude
was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Jimmy left and said, okay, we're going off to have lunch. And I was like, okay, bye, Jimmy. Yeah, and then he walked away. And I said to Carla, hey, what's the deal with Jimmy?
Snark, snark.
What's the deal with Jimmy? But,
I'm becoming more and more of one of the gang here.
You are family.
Now, Jimmy has been gracious enough and kind enough to. You don't need to because you are too good a friend of the show. Right. You can be as snarky as you want with me. You know you can.
Yeah.
And the fact is, Jimmy. On his own has gone over the top as he always does.
Easy to do.
Supporting this show. As we've mentioned, we've hit you over the head with it. We have an RV that's ready to go. We're getting ready to make our way out to Iowa. As soon as this show is done, we're loading up and we are hitting the road. Jimmy, about 3 weeks ago, Jimmy said that he was going to stock our RV with staples.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about the kind that come out of a little machine.
No.
I'm talking about staples for the trip.
Liquid staples.
Jimmy, you have come bearing gifts today.
I had a few bucks returned to me from a certain station.
Oh, money.
I love this more. I didn't know this.
Money back on his advertising dollar.
There you go.
I had leftovers.
I love this. Jimmy was an advertiser on my
old
radio
Allen
show.
Gene Allen came through.
And that's good stuff.
I'm so
Gene.
Shocked they
Gene
didn't...
Allen, great guy. Gene, one of my dear friends at The Edge, really one of the nicest sales guys I've ever worked with over at The Edge, contacted me. Gene, I know you listen to the podcast, so I just wanted to say I love you. And that is a great reason that you got extra money.
You see, what I imagine is when the station flip formats, Jimmy gets a call from The Edge or what used to be the agent.
Right.
Hey, I know we yeah. got to settle the books. No. Do you have any interest in seeing REO Speedwagon? We got a line on some tickets for you.
So you had a little extra, and you decided that you were going to put some of that towards stocking our RV.
Wow. I was going to put gas in the tank, and you said no. And I said, you know what? Let's put some beer and some wine.
Gas in our tank.
I'm liking that.
Well done.
This is good stuff. Yeah. So, Jimmy, do you have a list of what you brought today? Hit that music, Rob. Hit that Viva Las Vegas music again.
I want to thank Megan DeVoe from Pernod Ricard for taking me to the ABC store.
Oh, a shopping trip.
Just Monday with her two lovely daughters.
Oh, hey now.
Her two young, lovely daughters.
Hey now.
Ages 4 and 2, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to take my kids to the ABC store, too.
It was a great
sight. Daddy, look, they're out of bitters.
They were helping load the liquor into the cart.
Sure, young and strong.
Hand the liquor to the cashier.
Remember that time with Uncle Jimmy to the ABC store?
And they were grabbing bottles that Mommy said, no, that's not from our company. Put that back right now.
I see.
Or drop it, either one.
A family affair.
Whoops.
It was
very good.
$350+
Wow.
Nice.
Spent in a shopping cart by Pernod Ricard.
So $350 in hard liquor.
Yes, and they want, they want me to plug the Avion Tequila. It's a new silver Avion Tequila, which is featured in Entourage. TV.
It's Avion.
Avion. I'm sorry.
Yes. What's the name? Hold it. Hold it. Just for fun.
Well, you should know the tequila, right, bro?
Sorry. What's the name of the TV show, Jimmy?
The Entourage.
Entourage?
The Entourage.
I never watched it.
You know what it's on, Mike? It's on HBO.
HBO.
Oh, I thought I'd watch it.
Hey, he's bringing us good stuff. Stop busting my buddy's balls.
They actually made the tequila?
Don't be snarky.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's great marketing.
And incidentally, this is the way it's sounding when we're sober.
Just wait.
How are the Bloody Marys? This is absolutely
delicious, perfect.
Best I've ever had.
Thank you.
I got a thought.
So several liquors out there.
Go ahead. What else?
What else on the list, Jimmy?
Lots of that. I got your Dirty Martini.
Oh, thank you.
Dirty Martini.
Fantastic.
I've got your Old Fashions.
Nice. Thank you.
I don't have a muddler, so you got to find a wrench or a screwdriver.
I'm sure we'll find something.
Very good. Very good.
We have assorted wines, Chardonnay, you know, whites, reds.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, be able to have quite a party. If you go back there, it's like your engagement party.
I still think, you know what? Hey, Mark.
Got some Boddingtons out there.
I know this is really wild card. This is kind of last minute.
I want to tell
you. And I know it might cost the show a little money. Uh-oh. I sure would love to bring the RV to the stadium parking lot. If there was any way we could, if there was a fee we had to pay or something, just inquire.
We'll look into it.
I know that we probably can't, but wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool if we could do that? Then we could expand it. And we could.
What if we just had the game played right outside the RV? We don't have to move the RV.
We drive
take one of those old TVs we had from the RV.
We drive the RV into the stadium.
I like that.
Jimmy.
Sorry.
Jimmy, for the common man like me, for the man with more pedestrian tastes, besides those fine liquors, is there anything you know for the common guy? Like your average, your average swill.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh,
tasty.
Boddingtons. You mentioned Boddingtons.
I brought Boddingtons.
Oh that's no. Nice.
Yes. Oh yes.
No.
Goodbye, Mike.
Oh, Moussaka.
It's been nice knowing you.
What else? What else?
I got some Moussakas from Canada. Cream ale.
Oh my God!
We lost Mike somewhere in Cleveland.
Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Where is he? What kind of ale?
Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Who's that for?
Right?
That's exciting.
My parents married shortly after the conception.
Mother's Little Yellow Pilsner.
That's funny.
I can't wait to get on that. Yeah.
True or false?
Wine that was made in prison. What? Go ahead.
True or false? You went buying beverages based solely on comedy names.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, and Boddington.
Okay, and Boddington.
And wine and Guinness.
Wine that was made in prison?
Yeah, it's out there. It's got a screw cap.
Wow.
Wine made in prison. Incredible. Now, Buzz, earlier today, Buzz, you got a package from somebody that gave us some meat.
I need to look up the name of the listener, but somebody sent us a box of processed meats and cheeses. So we're going to throw that in the fridge on the RV, and we're going to have meats and cheeses on the way, along with our Boddingtons and everything
Any
else.
Any chance that was made in prison?
Do we know the name of the company?
I don't know. It's one of our listeners. I'll find out, and we'll give him credit.
All right, we'll give
it's
them
whammo, Mike.
I got some mixed nuts for you guys.
You got mixed nuts.
Different kinds of nuts.
Cool.
Different kinds of nuts.
Mixed nuts are fantastic. Anybody else you need to plug?
I just want to say hi to the staff at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In Herndon, Virginia.
I want to thank everybody for wishing me a happy birthday.
Yeah, it's indeed.
And yourself.
Good to be 45 years. Yeah, I know, Jimmy. I'll see you later. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
He will, too. Yeah.
For those listening in the Washington, D.C. area that are looking for a good weekend, do you have any festivities that are planned? You know, you don't go a weekend without having some event. For your birthday, will you be doing anything special tonight at the Old Town Tavern?
The staff threw a little party this past Saturday. Oh. Yes, I had my own ice luge.
Oh, nice. You did?
Cool.
Oh,
good. I walked around with one's little mouthpieces behind my ear.
That's good stuff.
So and every 5 minutes.
Anything going on at the Ristorante this weekend?
We party Friday and Saturday nights.
Right.
And we have a lot of great people that come in, and then we...
Oh, and the prayer breakfast on Sunday.
Yeah, we pray. All right. We pray we can get ready for the Bills game.
Oh, wow.
That's what we pray for. We get set up.
What time's the Bills game on Sunday?
1 o'clock.
Oh, you got a 1 o'clock game, my
Giants.
Favorite. Giants. Oh, you want to put a little something on there?
Let's leave early. Maybe we can make it to Jimmy's.
You want to do a pie in the face?
Didn't we bet that once?
Want to do a pie in the face?
I think I owe you. No, you owe me a pie.
What
was it on?
No, I thought I gave you a pie.
No.
I love pie.
All right. I think you should pie give each other pies.
All right. In honor of you doing this, my
so honest,
a pie in the face. Giants win. I get to give you a pie.
Yes.
Bills win.
No
you
points.
Get to give me a pie. And I think I'm taking a real chance there. I'm taking a real game.
But a fun chance.
Absolutely. You're going to give me any points?
No.
What's the spread? Do you know, I mean, I know you know the spread.
The Bills are never favored, are they?
Oh, you are such a scumbag.
Favored.
Listen to this hustle.
The question comes right, he dodges left.
That's right. Okay, so
pie
in the
fantasy football going. I just want to throw out a fantasy football.
Oh, it's doing great.
Am I in first place? I knew that.
Oh. Yeah.
I knew that.
God, this fantasy football makes this show go.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
Fantasy football
we're on your tails.
Is very, very exciting. So,
yeah.
Giants-Bills this weekend. I'll be looking in on our drive back from Iowa.
We got the Redskins
Iowa.
In Toronto.
Yes, Mark?
The Bills are getting 3 points.
Oh, really? So the Giants are favored?
We're getting more than three, bro.
Wow. All right, so straight
How's
up.
How's Miami doing, RJ?
They didn't lose this weekend, Jimmy.
Okay. I will bet you they have a bye week. Do they have a bye week?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Okay, so I will bet you straight up Bills, Giants, and pie in the face to the loser.
I've never been able to be cocky like this, not since like the Jim Kelly days.
I will tell you one thing, Jimmy, before we go to break here.
I don't want to leave depressed.
I will tell you that I know you're a giant Bills fan, but
we
that jacket...
Do.
That jacket looks like it was purchased in 1963.
I know. Is it came over to sell it.
Is it a starter jacket?
It is.
It's an ending jacket.
Members only.
It's leather, though. Is it not leather?
It's not leather.
Oh, is it vinyl?
My dearly beloved Aunt Pam gave me the jacket, and it's a lady's jacket. It zips on the wrong side, so I can never get it.
Wow.
But it stands out. It's
she
a
must
loud
have been
Bill
a rather
jacket.
That was a large
she still
woman.
Is, oh, she's probably listening today.
So really? Oh, God,
a large heart.
Oh, that's good. Congratulations,
Jesse's
to your
mom,
Bills.
Everybody. Jesse
yes,
Luke's
RJ.
Mom.
This what could possibly go wrong? Go.
Jimmy, I want to ask: okay, did you buy that jacket before or after they lost 4 Super Bowls in a row?
Oh, a little jab there.
Ooh.
Oh, you weren't around when that happened.
Oh, I was there. Don't you worry.
Okay. Just
RJ, the only one that can actually get Jimmy to be quiet.
We'll edit this out.
Kind of like 0-4 Miami right now, bro.
Jimmy.
Yeah, but Miami's done.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm stunned. He
right,
stunned
boys.
Me.
Stop it. All right. Thank you very much.
Here's to your road trip.
We'll take
have
a break.
A safe
so
trip
Happy
out there and
thank
safe
you.
Flight home.
Thanks for bringing all the stuff. We appreciate it.
Ciao.
We will take a break.
Thank
and when we come back, we got some birthdays. We also want to hear about Robert III. Want to talk about the X Factor, RJ, the Big Rig, Sons of Anarchy, and Iran Sucks. We'll be right back.
All right. Jump up. Get it. Hey.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Buzz, I know you're excited about the trip, but I swear to God, you didn't put the stuff where it was supposed to be today. I don't know where the hell everything
very
is.
Very excited about
well, I know what it is, Mike.
We have a lot of
it's papers. Probably the client responsible for my 25-pound weight loss.
Yeah. Rob is absolutely right. It's weightnot.com.
That's right.
855-934-4486. Rob Spiewak, tell your story, please.
It is strikingly amazing that every morning I get up, I step on the scale, and more weight is gone. I lied. I'm at 24.9. So
that was 25 pounds.
Yeah, in a couple ounces, I will be at 25 pounds. Clothes are fitting me different. Things that used to be just like tight all over,
right.
They feel good. Even Carrie says she can see it.
That's
I don't
best.
See it yet, but I tell you what, I feel it. I feel better. I feel more energized.
Okay.
And I like eating better. And I feel better when I get up in the morning.
Cool.
And it's all thanks to Weight Not.
That's the best measure of a diet.
But as good a story as Rob is, I have to defer to Mr. RJ Diaz,
who has
gone back on Jumpstart, which is the initial stages, which really makes the weight fall off. I have to ask you, where are you, Mr. RJ Diaz?
97.5 pounds.
97.5 pounds. 98 almost. Now, Buzz, were you indicating we have a testimonial
here?
We
had a listener testimonial there somewhere. If not, I have one off the top of my head for you. So either way you want to go.
Let me see
But we keep hearing from listeners who are on Weight Not and having great, great success with it. We told you about Tab yesterday.
Yep.
I heard from a mother who says she doesn't approve of the show. She doesn't like the language. But she says we made her son we made her son very happy by including him in one of our events. And she says he also got on Weight Not. And so she wrote us to thank us for making him happy and for making him healthier through Weight Not.
This gentleman or lady, this actually comes from a bunch of different people, from Terry, Stacy, and Rachel. Mm-hmm. Subject, Weight Not and 31st wedding anniversary. The message says, "Hey guys, my husband Tim has been on Weight Not for about 6 weeks. He's dropped 35 pounds.
Wow.
My two daughters and I are so proud of him. He emailed his doctor and asked to have his blood work done. My girls and I received a text message a few days later from him saying, 'You are texting with someone with normal triglycerides and cholesterol.'
Wow.
We all cried because he was so unhealthy. Mm-hmm. He's no longer has to take his cholesterol medicine.
Yay.
He should still be around to walk his daughters down the aisle. So today, October 11th, is our 31st wedding anniversary.
Yesterday.
He gave me the best gift he could, getting healthy. I could not break in another guy. Thanks for keeping us laughing and for introducing my family to Weight Not. Love you guys. P.S. I have dropped two sizes just by eating the same food he is, and I look good. God bless you.
How about that?
Thank you very much.
Great.
The results don't lie, Mike.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Wanted to get to this, Rob, real quick. Robert III, you were driving a rental car, and you said that had something to do with Robert III.
It had everything to do with Robert III. A few weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was putting something in the trunk of my car.
Ooh.
And this is the Chrysler 300, yes. And she wouldn't shut up.
Just a torso. A human headless torso.
Oh, dear.
I said he was putting a human torso.
Could have been anybody.
Thank you, Mike, for not making it specific. That softens it. I was opening the trunk of my Chrysler, and there was some light scratches on the back of it. And it looked like someone had tried to draw. They might have used some sort of it wasn't anything that wouldn't buff out.
On the trunk? On the black paint?
Yeah, and it troubled me a little bit. It looked like it might have been a heart or something, or I couldn't make out what it was. It just looked like
Rob
scratches.
Rob drives a brother's car. Yeah. For all the talk that Rob does about this and that. And I
always talk about that and this.
And the fact is that Rob drives a brother's car. He drives a Chrysler 300, which you see.
The Bentley.
Yeah, and really, the only thing missing is that that Bentley front, the grill.
I drive that, and I listen to music by rap singers.
There you go.
I'm saving up to get some crunk in my teeth.
Still wears the Afro wig.
So who scratched the back of your car?
Well, I called thing 1, 2, and 3 out. I called Robert and Julia and Jabril out. I said, "Do you see this scratch?" Yes. Mm-hmm. "Do you know anything about it?" And they all said, "No, I don't know anything about it." "Have you seen anyone in the neighborhood that done anything?" "No, not a thing." And I said, "That's odd. It doesn't seem like that's typical to our neighborhood to see kids messing around." Now, there are kids.
They only steal trash cans.
Right.
And I don't think that was a kid.
Okay.
And that was
you sure pussied out on that one.
I pussy out on everything, Mike.
But you know what? You're really Where did that confrontation come from? That's how I roll. Yeah, you never found out.
No, I looked around. It was gone. It was gone. I walked the entire
Martin and John.
Do you think someone took my trash can and put it in their house? No, they would steal my trash can to use it as their trash can.
So what happened to
it? And you can't throw it away. That's right.
What the hell happened?
It was stolen. I think by no goodnicks.
Like who took it into another neighborhood?
I guess, yeah. And you know what? I replaced it, but my new trash can is very clearly labeled with my address. No one's touched it. And I also put stickers on my recycle bin.
Isn't it true, though, that you didn't confront the people that you really suspected of stealing it?
No, there was one person.
You were afraid of them?
One person swapped out.
Okay.
And I think that was an error. Because I have a 96-gallon, they have a 75.
Right.
I noticed they were switched. I looked after the trash man had picked up. I looked in the bottom of the trash can in front of their house.
Yeah,
and remember there were jukebox title strips.
But
I knew it was mine.
Didn't you have a theory that the people that you suspected might be an
and I kept an
lot.
Eye on them. Yeah, well, there's, you know, every neighborhood
what
has
made
a weak
you
link.
Suspicious of element. What made you suspicious of that family?
The loud music at night.
Yeah, the rock and roll.
Yeah, the rock and roll buzz. That's what it was. That's what I told
so,
him.
So you have an issue with
I
your
just
car.
Go back to that whole thing. Yeah,
that's fun, isn't it?
It is.
It is fun.
It is.
But that has nothing to do with this.
Nothing to do with
so
this
so the
story.
Kids claim they had nothing to do with it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing ahead. To do with the scratches. They said no one in the neighborhood was messing around. I said, you know what? This will buff out. No big deal.
Good.
Fast forward to Sunday of this most recent Sunday. Carrie's going to work, and she's parked rarely. She doesn't often do this because our driveway is essentially a one-car driveway.
It's confusing when you say fast forward to last Sunday.
From the original day.
From the original day.
That's
okay.
Right. I still don't have my trash can back, Mike. So, and you know they're not cheap.
They're
so
not.
Carrie seldom parks in the driveway because it's a one-car driveway.
Erwin called me.
So she called me out. She parked in the driveway that night. She said, Rob, come here. And it was not a good Rob, come here.
Oh.
And I said,
what does that sound?
Rob, come here.
Oh,
okay.
And I'm
kind of mellow.
And I got a cup of coffee, and I'm at the computer, and I'm like, I don't want it.
Serious.
Yeah.
Something
bad. So I go out to the garage. It's all of 15 feet away. She says, someone keyed our car. And I looked at the front of the Tahoe. Now, the Tahoe is in back of the other car, but facing in. And on the hood, carved where you can see silver.
On your Tahoe?
Yeah. You can see a star, a classic five-pointed star.
Of David?
No, just five-pointed, Mike. Yes.
Pointed down or up?
Up, yeah. And I said, it's Mark! And then there was a heart. There was some jigglies. Maybe a couple letters, hard to make out. One kind of looked like a J, but you couldn't really tell.
Mm.
But this is some deep...
A
Doug
star it. Of David and a J.
Not I mean, a star of David.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm
a
just checking.
A five-pointed like, star.
Here, hate crime is like, building
this,
here.
This is a hate crime.
No, it's
what it is.
Like a star.
Like a that.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, a five-pointed okay. star. Right. Not like a this.
Okay.
Say like that.
Say it out quickly.
He's a
look at how quickly he whipped up that star
he
of David.
He knows all the emblems and
Mike,
symbols.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
And Mike,
from years of work.
And Mike, none of this.
Okay, very good.
All right.
No, so no swastika.
There was a lot of that, and I said, wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
And weird that it was on the tail end of the other incident. So I called the kids down. Actually, Julia couldn't come down. Because she was at my mom's house.
Ah, okay.
And so I called Robert and Jabril, and they
you
said,
you got a gut on this right away when you see this? Do you have a gut right away? Do you have an immediate? Because I know how you yeah. think like I think.
Yeah.
Do you immediately suspect?
Well, because yeah. hooligans don't draw stars on cars.
Exactly.
Right. Kids do.
And right. also, really, I mean, despite the trash can incident, we live in a pretty good neighborhood.
Okay.
And you got to sort of find your way. You got to take turns and stuff to get back to our house.
So you immediately have a hunch this might be kid-related.
It's absolutely sure. kid-related. I'd like to think it's not my kids.
Okay.
Because you know what? I think my kids are smarter than that.
Right.
If they're going to do destruction, don't destruct your own stuff.
That's that's really pretty heavy duty
stuff. So Robert and Jabril, they deny it right away. They say, I don't know anything about it. I said, well, keep your eyes open. Okay, because I think this was done by kids in the neighborhood. Ask the crew. Ask Wyatt with his mouth
is
open.
Is their demeanor when you see them? Because you're watching, you're looking at them like
cool as a cucumber.
Really, they pull it off.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Julia gets home at about 1 o'clock that day with my mom. And I say, Julia, I want you to know that there was some stuff. And one of the things carved in the hood looks like a letter J. And she immediately, her face falls. And she said, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
And my mom later questioned this. She says, why did Julia react like that? I said, because Julia is smart and she sees a frame-up starting to happen.
Right. Name starts with
yeah.
J.
Yeah.
Right.
And she, I mean, really, it was like the last reel of Rockford
this
Files for her.
This is, I mean, for me, I'm a dad in this situation, Rob. I mean, I'm with you. I'm
so pissed. I was mad, but what can you do? And
right.
I talked to
beat
Kay,
them.
I said, should we?
Rob, Oscar, it's not your home.
Future
should
father.
We,
it's
should
not
we
your
file
childhood.
Poor, my poor kids.
Obviously, she says, do you believe the kids? I said, yeah, I think I do. And this is obviously vandalism. Mm-hmm. Should we report it to the police?
Oh.
She says, I don't know. It seems like a kind of a small incident to to offer to the police.
Mm.
And I said, well, you know, yes and no.
Like subconsciously, but, is Julia protecting your children?
Carrie.
Carrie.
But,
Carrie,
and, but then also.
Sorry, Julia, Carrie, Robert, Jabril. I get confused.
But the other thing that's weird, I said, remember, this is the second incident.
Yes.
And I said, you know, I
there's
think.
There's a copycat afoot.
I think we better do it.
Are you reasonably certain at this point that the scrapes that happened on the back of your other car
are the same?
It was the same kind of stuff?
Same purpose.
Yeah, I didn't think it was from the same time, though.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
right.
Robert comes down a little after dinner and something, and I said, and I was just. There was something in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, Robert, I just want to tell you I'm really proud of you because I had asked him, I said, and no action around the neighborhood. You asked all the kids. He said, yeah, and he gave a list of like 10 kids that he asked. He said, wow. None of them knew anything. None of them saw anything. Oh. I said, Robert, well, I appreciate you doing that. I'm just glad it wasn't you. And he said, okay. And I said, because tomorrow I think your mom and I are going to call the police. Because I think by the time they get here, they'll be able to find some fingerprint. And before I got to the eye and fingerprint, he said,
"Are you doing this by design? Are you doing this?
Yes,
and no. You're playing him a little
yes
bit.
Yes, and no.
Yeah, you want to believe him desperately.
I wanted so right. badly,
but
to
you're
believe
also
him.
Saying this is gonna. This
before
is gonna
I got to the eye and fingerprint, he said it was me.
Oh. Dun dun dun.
And so he had carved all that stuff in the car. God. He claims it was not purposely a J to frame his sister. That was one of the first things I asked. And he also said, and do you remember the scratches on the back of your other car? And I said, yeah. He says, I did that too, same day. And I said, Robert, did you do this because you were mad at us? He says, no. I said, did you do it because you wanted to be mean? He says, no. I said, well, what were you thinking? He says, well,
Jesus
I really Christ. Wasn't thinking.
Right.
And I said, you weren't thinking about it at the time? And then he said, no. But I've been thinking about it a lot ever since.
that's a heart melter right
and
there.
And you know what? This is
did
where.
Did we get tears at this point?
Oh, yeah. He teared up as soon as
what
he said
Robert?
It was me.
Right.
The thing that was the most complicated issue here as a dad is the fact that ultimately, he did come through and tell me the truth. Now, I had to dangle a
I
threat
agree.
To do it.
No, you are a great father.
But he came through.
As soon as he
said it was me, a fist would have knocked that
well,
kid
back.
Well,
here's the thing. When
Rob,
he admitted,
Rob, you wow, know geez. That I will call you out on anything as you will call me out on
true.
It. This is brilliantly
yeah.
played.
Yeah,
the
it's
whole
amazing.
Thing with the police, I think you did that.
That's
and
how it's done.
Boy, and so
but
after the
thing
fact,
that was so hard about it is that right now, I never even so much as raised my voice to him in the whole discipline thing because deep down I was so proud of him for
because he believed him.
Coming through. And I said, you know, this is really bad. This is damage. This got this close to involving the law.
Right.
This is a crime. Mm-hmm. This is not cleaning your room. This is not snacking behind my back, which are really his most grievous felonies up till now,
yes.
is sneaking some, you know, mini brownies or something.
Right.
And I said, this is the big time.
Felony.
And also, you lied to me twice, very coolly and very, very, very collected. You looked at me in the face and you said you had nothing to do with this and you knew nothing. This is going to have to be punished. Now, remember, and I this is the same tone I was taking with him. I said, your mom and I are real proud of you that you came clean. It's a shame you didn't come clean sooner, and we could have avoided a lot of this. And also, it's this will soften your punishment. But know that if you had done it, it's stupid. And I told him that. I said, what you did was stupid. He says, I know. I said, if you had come to me after you had done the stupid thing and said, I did it, or if I discovered it, and you said, yes, it was me, punishment would be minimal. I would still be upset, but the punishment wouldn't be there just because you did something stupid.
I
told him,
I
said,
if it's a car, I'm out of my mind.
I'm
out of my mind.
It wasn't that long ago. I was a 9-year.
What's that?
What would your parents have done to you?
Oh, you know, cars are a big deal.
You know
back
what?
In the
beatings. I would 50s, never have been 60s, able to 70s. Touch my dad's car. Yeah. I so I can't even put myself in that situation.
I can't even imagine doing that.
Yeah, and I think
I mean, and it's also for a lot younger. What was he thinking?
I told him, I said, Robert, I wasn't that long ago. I was 9. I did stupid things, too.
I did something kind of like that. Not as destructive, but in early in grade school, a kid had like a cowboy hat. It had that sort of lacing all around the base of the top part of it. And I had my little kindergarten scissors or whatever, and I just went around and snipped all the laces all the way around. And it
customized
it. It wasn't to be mean. It wasn't because I disliked the kid. I wasn't even thinking of it at the time of being destructive.
It
like Robert,
something you wanted
I just
to do.
Wasn't thinking. But to this day, I remember the dust what's strange that followed that.
What's strange about that, and look, you're a kid. You're just kind of curious to see why this is this.
Yeah, how
way.
Things work.
But there is something when you are carving into a vehicle that you know is worth a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but also, does he know he's carving, or does he think he's using
just drawing?
Yeah, I mean, to him,
and
maybe,
it is Rob. And we're talking about a vehicle that's worth a lot of money.
And that you
it
love.
Is Rob. It is Rob's Tahoe.
That's right, a beautiful show car.
But they, he
I managed to keep it street legal.
A collector.
The same.
collectible.
The same thing on the Fentley, though.
Right.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but he did it. But the fact that he did it on
his... maybe in his brain, to him that's riding on a sidewalk with chalk, does he know that a pointed rock is destroying it or just making a line?
I'm not sure he does.
Your kids are... I've seen your kids. They're smart.
They are.
They know wrong and right.
Julia is extraordinarily smart.
They know wrong and right.
I'd like to think so. Yeah. When you're but a kid, you know what? We've all done stupid stuff.
You don't always think about the consequences when you're that young.
And also, he was alone.
Yeah.
He was bored. And he was doing something. Well, my Uncle Philip, who was mentioned now second time this week, when he was not much older than Robert, got mad at his brother Sam, took a can of spray paint, and painted a really unflattering picture of Sam on a wall that said, duh, with spray paint. He did it on his own house.
That's mean.
Was there when we moved out 5 years ago.
Crazy. Wow.
I mean, you get mad and you do stupid things.
What was the punishment?
The punishment? The thing is he was just had Good his question. Birthday, and he had quite a bit of birthday money. Mm-hmm. I said, Robert, this is going to cost to be repaired. Oh, yeah. And he had enough money to cover about half the deductible. Wow. I said, you're going to take your birthday money, and you're going to fix my car.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good lesson.
And
good call.
Milk of a Christmas,
good,
too.
You're a good dad.
And I said,
Oscar Santana, and you don't have children. How would you have punished?
How would you beat his ass?
No, but here's the deal. This was the first time punishment with him did not involve yelling.
Right.
And I do spank
you
him occasionally.
You are the father of the year.
Oh, quit
you
it. Are, you father good. Of the year would not have a child carving up a car. Okay.
You don't think, with that said, you don't think that any of this was anything? Because really, here's my theory on this. Okay. I think that I agree with him. I think he wasn't thinking.
I think
he did it.
And I know the boy. That's
how he got done.
Is.
And when he said he was thinking about it since, I think it was just kind of random. Like,
Have I done?
La-di-da, la-di-da.
But you know what? Who wouldn't, if you had a chance, who wouldn't like to just take a rock or a key or something and just dig into the paint of a car?
Wouldn't see that be kind of see fun? What, and that. See it rolling back like chocolate on a cooking show, you know?
Right.
But also, he's on total electronic suspension. No TV.
Wow.
No video games. No handheld video games. TV out of his room.
Why the J, though?
That you know
is that
what
for Jabril? Is
you know what?
Jabril.
He claims it wasn't a J. It was just a line. Yeah. You know what? It could just look like a line.
What's too bad about the electronic band? Because I thought maybe we could get to the bottom of this about reading about it on his Facebook page.
No. But and I told him, I said, this
is that an arrow that he put through the heart?
I don't know what
maybe
it was.
Maybe he's in love.
I don't think it's that.
Wow.
Maybe what Carrie wrote.
Yeah, this
I guess it could have been worse. My son could have carved a penis into the hood of my truck.
Oh, dear.
And you know,
now she needs to be punished.
That is
what's
too
so
funny.
Great is that my father, I was telling my father the same, because when you reach a parenting problem, you want to consult to your own parents.
Right.
He said, well, God, at least he didn't write the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know what? There's an innocence here. I think if he was angry at us, I think it would have been a different type of
vandalism. And you know what?
Vandalism.
And he came clean to you. He'll remember
before
the punishment.
Before it was too late,
You know, I don't know. I mean, we look back at it. I think I don't
find it.
Looks
like a little kid made a mistake.
I actually think you're more in control than I probably would be in that situation. I remember when my kids slid down the banister, and I only have one item that I truly treasure. And you guys probably don't know. It's my flag from my father's casket. His World War II veterans flag. And Catherine's sliding down the banister, and the thing shatters. And it's the first time my kids, you know, Rob talks about not yelling. Yeah. It's the first time my kids ever heard Daddy say the F word.
Yeah. Wow.
I was just standing there going, what the F?
Yeah.
What the F?
Yeah. And they you know, up the stairs.
The eyes were just there. Hearing Daddy say the F word.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and then I, you know, it's not like but I beat it was, him or anything like that. Right.
But it was really tough to remain in control.
Right.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah. I am, too.
The one thing that I gave him as a favor is I never really explained to him why Julia was on Double Secret last summer because of the fake Facebook.
Oh, right.
Because my thought is, A, it's going to give him ideas.
Yes.
And B, he doesn't need ammunition to taunt his sister.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, now, Robert, there's one thing I will tell you. I'm not going to tell your sister what you did.
Oh.
Because
she knows.
No, I don't think she does.
So she thinks Jabril did that?
No, I think she thinks it's
random
just a random act of violence.
It's a done deal.
And whether or not she puts it together, that's up to her.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't need her to taunt him.
Right.
His punishment is between us.
It
can be made really tougher
and
by
And you
sister.
Indicated this. Maybe this is a new chapter in his life where he's been kind of a pain in the ass. Maybe he gets
for
the
message.
For
about 2 months. I hope so.
And
I hope
if he doesn't, you know, you come down a little harder next time.
I hope this is a turning point because it's been a tough couple months.
I like that. Oh. That's like parenting 101. I like. Thank you, Rob.
But anyway.
anyway, that's a great story.
And yeah, and luckily, the random act of vandalism is being taken care of as we speak.
Excellent.
Changing the color?
Yes, the hood is going to be red.
It's going to be a checkerboard pattern.
Fender's orange.
Very exciting. Listen, before we go to break, got to get this in real quickly. Mm. X Factor. Caught up on my TiVo. Yuck, yuck. Capital yuck.
Didn't see it this week, so
Rob,
I can't comment.
I want your analysis on it.
I can't. I've got it. It's waiting for me at home in the box.
It's no talent.
Really?
And, you know, they've got several of the... They seem to be focusing on four or five, and everybody else is being cast aside.
I remember early in Idol. I remember early on in Idol, one of the problems is that the focus is like they pre-selected the winner from like 12 contestants out.
Yes, they do.
And they focused on them. Are they going to that same track?
Now in the Let the Elitist Game Continue, now the certain select contestants get to go to the judges' homes because each one of the three judges, the four judges, will mentor one of the groups.
Is that when Paula rapes the young man?
Yes. Oh, geez. Yes, it sucks. I was so pissed off.
Still in the top 10 in the ratings.
Is it really still doing well? I was going
to
ask you that.
2.5 Men, by the way, fall into third place. Still one of the strongest shows on TV, but it seems to be slipping.
And with a little bad, you always throw a little good in there, too. Sons of Anarchy, my God.
Really?
Happy? You're happy?
Sons of Anarchy, man, the writing, the action, just hitting its stride, and I love that show.
Are we going to stop in time for American Horror Story tonight?
You know what? I hope so. I really hope we get a chance to watch that, because that's my new pick to click.
The George Harrison Part 2 debuted yesterday.
Right? Yes.
And it's amazing.
It debuted last week.
I gotta see Part 2?
Yeah.
I apologize. I just saw it last night for the first time.
It's great, and I know there's going to be a DVD release. I hope they expand it, because especially Part 2 seemed to rush through the end of his life. Mm. But the music, man, the music is incredible. Yeah.
George Harrison and his psycho eyes.
That's right. George Harrison, who apparently was quite horny. You know, apparently he...
Well, Eric Clapton was a little hornier the way that first part
of
that
documentary Yeah, but I don't think Eric Clapton banged Madonna.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you know George Harrison produced Shanghai Express?
Oh, and he banged Madonna when he was doing
that? That's the tell. Yeah,
everybody banged Madonna. Yes.
Anyway, not me.
Let's take a break.
Not
when
yet.
When we come back, we'll open up the Magic Audio Vault and lots more fun and more thrills right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our audio vault is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting's Football Beat Show.
Yay.
Let's say you're into football like RJ and Mr. Ronick. The Football Beat Show brings you the latest news and player information every Tuesday afternoon, hosted by our good friend Lou Tranquilli of BFDFantasyFootball.com. Yay. It's the Football Beat Show podcast, Tuesday afternoons, available at MooreBroadcasting.com/football and on iTunes. We also want to give another round of applause to the birthday boy, Jimmy Cerrito, who has stocked our RV, who will be stocking our RV with lots of goodies. Lots of goodies for the fabulous trip out to Iowa. Should be a lot of fun. And let's open up the audio vault.
Please open the thing.
For Wednesday, departure day, October 12th, 2011. Take
Since
it away,
you Rob. Mentioned birthdays, I'd be remiss if I didn't say happy 97th to my grandfather, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
I miss him every day.
Of course.
And do you know where you were 15 years ago this very day?
No, I don't.
You were at my wedding. It's my anniversary.
It's your anniversary.
I forgot about
15
that.
15 years ago.
You're leaving town.
That's a shame that Robert III couldn't have carved happy anniversary into the hood of your car.
That's right. He carved a card for his wife, for my wife.
That's what the heart is.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Carrie's post is funny.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. My son could have carved a penis into the
hood. And strangely disturbing.
She's really fun. Happy anniversary,
you
Carrie.
You know what? I'm not
going
to tell your sister about this, but if you get on Facebook, you'll see your mom's written the whole neighborhood in the world about it.
That's right. Exactly. And that was posted even before we called the insurance company.
Oh, really?
I said, Carrie, you know, sometimes temper thy tongue.
But it's just a little paint.
Let's gather our stories.
What they just do the hood, right? Just the
They're going to have to paint the whole hood, though, to make it match.
Okay.
So I'll get it back Friday. Or Mrs. Spiewak.
Can't you get that done free?
Get it done in
Do a little
peace.
Plug on the show?
Well, you know what's great is over at the place where I go is the same place that rebuilt my car after the car flipped out here.
Right.
I walk in. Hi, Rob.
They know you.
They know me there. And you know what? That's an acquaintance I don't care to have.
Yippee-yay-yay.
My favorite piece of audio today, Mike, we go to the 911 call file. Where is Danvers, Massachusetts? How far is that from Boston?
Okay. I don't have any clue. I should know that. I know the name, but I don't know where it is.
It's close to Boston, and there's a corn maze there. They always think it's funny if they spell it M-A-I-Z-E, because maize, as Oscars people know, means corn.
It's fun because we both track with the Today Show every day. This lady, talk about dumb as a box of cotton balls.
Now, this is not a maze built of plywood or glass.
No.
It's made of corn stalks. And the funny thing about corn stalks is You can walk between them.
Yeah, you can walk
you
through
want,
them.
If you want.
You're not really trapped in a corn maze. You're really not. And now, yes, it's thick and you'd have to work your way through, but you're not really trapped. This lady is, and incidentally, this is what I like to call the idiot Massachusetts accent.
This is
the real idiot Massachusetts accent.
And you really got to be dumb not only to get stuck in a corn maze, but to stay there till after it closes. It's dark outside, and what do you do?
What idiot.
You call 911.
Hi, I just called. I'm still stuck at Cornish Farms. I don't see anybody. I'm really scared. It's really dark, and we got a three-week-old baby with us.
Relax. Calm down. Your husband's with you, right?
Yes, but my baby.
I understand, and the police officer is on the way. Can I talk to your husband?
Hello?
And it's still open up there?
No, they closed it.
They closed
it. Mike, it's really dark, and they closed it.
What, really? What's happening to our society?
It's really...
Yeah, they closed at 6. We're the only ones in here.
Okay.
He sounds bright.
I see lights over there, at the place, so we can't get there. But we're like smack, like right in the middle of the cornfield.
Go ahead and scream out.
It's wicked dark.
Stop.
All right. He sees lights.
He does.
We're right in the middle of there.
He can't get there because corn plants are in the way.
Unbelievable.
And Mike, you have
idiots.
To remember, it's Wicked Dag.
Wicked Dag.
Yeah, they're closed at 6. We're the only ones in here.
Okay.
Yeah, I see lights over there, at the plate.
There, that's one thing that left us as a society, maybe 3-4 years ago? A total lack of any geographical.
Oh, yeah.
There's some lights there, over there, in there. There, that direction. How about north, south, east, west? Yeah, no, nouns. That's too much of a challenge in the
we've been
era
in,
of
we've
GPS.
We've been here for 5 hours, and it's wicked dark, and I don't know where we are, and the thing appears to be closed.
Charge
think,
them.
Think of something to do.
So we can't get there. We're like smacked like right in the middle of the cornfield.
Go ahead and scream out. Say hello, canine.
Hello, canine. Hello, canine. I hear the dogs.
Yes, say hello, canine. I hear the dogs.
So the dog.
Wicked smart.
The dog's brighter than the people.
We'll find them, yeah.
The dog's got a wicked smart sense of smell.
Yeah, so we're really kind of bummed out there that the Sox got rid of Terry Francona.
Isn't it like...
Wicked dark out
this
here.
This is like a Family Guy episode.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is exactly what it is.
So stupid.
Sounds like I'm
so stupid.
Let's finish it out.
Mm-hmm. Hello, canine!
Okay, good. Can you put your wife back on the phone?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, all right?
Never again.
Yeah, I'll
never again. Never. Listen.
Turn the key down there, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. We thought this would be fun. Instead, it's a nightmare.
It's a wicked nightmare.
It's a wicked nightmare. It's, you know, we didn't know. Maybe we would have gone earlier, but it's so dark. Yeah. It's so dark right now, we don't know what the hell to do.
Do you think the dogs are smart, though?
Oh, they're smart as hell, Rob.
Wicked smart?
Wicked smart, you know, especially when it's wicked dark.
How about never again procreate?
Yes. Good plan.
Leave the house. As Keanu Reeves says in the movie Parenthood, you know, you need a license to drive a car, but any a-hole can be a parent.
That's right.
Now, you know, and I don't know if he's a parent or not, but one of the great Redskins ex-head coaches, Mike, Steve Spurrier, or as the French call him, Spurrier.
Yes.
He is now a college coach, back to where we got him, and he is unhappy with a journalist named Ron Morris. Ron Morris is a guy that wrote what Spurrier says a couple years ago was a falsehood about a player. Mm. He's never forgiven Ron Morris. Now, it's part of being a coach, you got to deal with the media.
Right.
Steve Spurrier holds a grudge to the level he'll listen to how he handles this press conference. He goes in, he starts, he sees this guy, Ron Morris is there,
this guy.
And he's going to cancel the press conference, but he's going to make it up to everyone else. Here's how Steve Spurrier handles a grudge.
Since he sits in all these meetings, it's basically I'm helping him to contribute writing negative stuff about our football program. Simple as that. So I'm not going to talk when he's in here. That's my right. As a head coach, I don't have to talk to him, and I don't have to talk to him when he's in here. So what we're going to do, all you TV guys, I'm going to do a personal interview with you in this other room, and the writers that are still left in here, I'll come back here and talk with you right at that. We'll do individual interviews with all you TV guys, okay? Bring your cameras on down here, let's do some one-on-one, okay?
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now, bring them cameras right in down there. Now, you... I wish you were dead.
That's right.
I wish you were dead.
Get her done.
But he'd rather lengthen his press time to do individual interviews than talk to the one guy. I think it's wicked smart. Oh, Mike, do you remember? I hate to look backwards, but I just want to refresh your memory. Do you remember this great moment in Audio Vault history?
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu.
Oh, my God.
Or perhaps you remember this one.
Who's the enemy?
Obama!
That, of course, is Mike's favorite singer and the guy who is providing all the music for our trip today, Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the layoff?
I will tell you, our music is being provided by something else.
Oh, ass music?
I wish we brought the CDs that we found on the RV yesterday, RJ.
We have pictures.
Oh, what are they? Yes, what genre of music? Oh, hooray for Bollywood. Yes, that's excellent.
Does it smell like curry?
Courtesy of Nasir.
Do you guys have tunes on there?
Yeah, we have tunes. Arabian tunes.
Henry Williams Jr., Mike.
And
was
a satellite dish, Jimmy.
Oh, that's right, a satellite dish.
Don't forget.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I shouldn't leave that mic.
Thanks, RJ.
That's on me. Henry Williams Jr. was on The View yesterday, a match made in heaven. Uh-huh. He also said that he left Monday Night Football before they let him go.
He quit them.
Okay.
He's so dumb.
He is really dumb. And as a matter of fact, that's what he says right here with the pushy Joy Behar.
The problem is that when you use Hitler, you automatically walk into treacherous waters. Yeah. You could have said Stalin. Nobody would have been that mad.
Yeah.
Pol Pot, well, Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun.
I didn't go to Harvard. Joy. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know the difference.
Do you wish you had used a different analogy at this point?
At this point, I don't
wish you. You're happy that you called him Hitler.
No, I'm not calling anybody. No, it's an analogy. Okay.
Do you understand why using Hitler was a bad idea? Let's straighten that out.
I told you I'm not smart enough. You know,
but you realize that was a bad idea.
Yeah, okay, sure.
That's a great interview.
You know, they're so horrible. They're so terrible sometimes.
Yeah.
They just don't even do it. He's dope. He's just a big old dummy.
He's a dope and not necessarily the stupidest one on that panel.
Exactly.
Just saying.
He's a dope that admits he's a dope, not pretending not to be a dope.
Now, let me do someone who is really smart. Her name is Micah. Oh. And she comes from another land called Japan. And what she does is she does internet videos. She goes on the YouTube and explains things to people. For example, remember the first time, Mike, you saw Star Wars and you had a hard time understanding the plot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, you won't have that trouble now because Micah is going to explain it to you. Let's go straight live to YouTube. You're going to like this.
I'm going to talk about Star Wars.
This is
Darth Vader attacked Leia's space. Ship. Leia told to R2-D2 and C-3PO, please run away. So they go out another planet. The planet is Desire Planet.
Hold on. You're such a dick. You're a big damn dummy yourself. What? You know that? Why? It's not that she's stupid.
Right.
She doesn't speak our language.
Who is the dummy?
She's not dumb because she speaks another language.
I never said she was dumb. I said she was smart.
You said speaking of dumb people.
We have to load up our chariot to hell.
You said speaking of dumb people.
Let's revisit it another time. I'd like to close with this. I so seldom play anything for Oscar.
You thought of me for once.
And I know so often he tunes out. Yeah. So, Oscar, I want to close this with you.
Yes.
It is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Great. Here we go.
And here's Kermit and Miss Piggy for Oscar.
Okay. Hi-ho, friends. I am Kermit the Frog.
And I'm Miss Piggy.
This year, we're celebrating the month of Hispanic heritage with you.
¡Vamos, Latinos!
That's what I thought.
And there you go. Happy Hispanic Heritage Day. That is your Audio Vault.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with news and buzz. And then get ready, guys, because we got to do some hauling.
Nice.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's time to get Mr. Burbank in here.
Right.
News of the day with the legend, the man himself, Mr. Buzz. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by iConfidential.com. Now, let's say you're trapped in a cornfield.
Okay, I'm trapped in a cornfield.
It's wicked Dak.
Where are the dogs at?
With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is the safe way to organize, access, and share your documents, pictures, and music anywhere. Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, just $7.95 a month.
I found another application.
And what do you use it for?
I was burned by this 2 weeks ago, and I don't even know why I didn't tell you guys about this. Mm-hmm. if you keep receipts, and I didn't realize this for tax purposes, the receipts will fade over time and you stack them up.
Unless you photograph
them or
scan them.
You've got to scan them and put them in, and that's what I'm using my account for now because I lost like four or five receipts 2 weeks ago because they just got smeared off.
And once you scan them and put them in iConfidential,
it's good to go.
They're waiting to be altered.
You know what I call that?
What?
Wicked smat.
Yeah. You know who does that? Wicked smat dogs.
Yeah, smat dogs, especially when it's stacked.
And you've got up to 40 gig of storage space that's pre-organized for you,
RJ,
and you can organize
RJ,
further.
I'm just going to make a little suggestion here. I know you're excited about the trip.
Yeah.
Pipe the f*** down.
Okay. Oh, okay. Mike, with the language?
You have been peppering the show, like, off mic with stuff that I can't... I know you've got, like, a huge hard-on because we're going on this trip, but please, I'm trying to do a somewhat professional broadcast here. Jesus Christ.
Now,
thank you, Buzz.
You can have all your important files available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com.
Mike, it's pronounced hat-on.
Click their ad on our website.
Nice.
The president saying pass this bill over and over didn't work. Republicans led the way last night as the Senate voted down the Obama bill that would have added 2 million jobs and expanded the economy by 2%.
Obama!
The White House is now breaking that comprehensive bill into smaller parts to see if there's anything the Republicans will vote for in it. Herman Cain's 999 tax reform plan...
Obama!
Cain's 999 got a lot of attention at last night's Republican debate. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman said the plan sounded as though it came off a pizza box at 999, referring to Cain's days running Godfathers.
He put the pepperoni under the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Bachmann, somewhat predictably, pointed out that 999 turned upside down, read 666.
Wow. What'd you put in his drink, Jimmy?
Debate moderator Charlie Rose pointed out
fun
that if the candidates kept focusing on the 999 plan, Cain would get all the attention and most of the debate time. So they backed off and focused instead on frontrunner Mitt Romney, who got a big endorsement yesterday from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Aww.
Now, although a lot of Republicans were hoping for somebody more conservative, Romney stands the best chance so far of any Republican when it comes to beating Barack Obama.
I think that a Christie-Romney ticket would be very dangerous for the Democrats.
I think it would also be lopsided.
You got anything on this terror plot?
I do, as a matter of fact.
I want to talk about that.
But let me just mention first, if I may, white-collar workers beginning to join the Occupy Wall Street protest. Amid all the 20-year-olds out there stands 75-year-old Daryl Egemo, a former money manager. He was spotted yesterday holding a sign that read, "Integrity sold short by greed." He tells the New York Times, "I decided they needed one person with a necktie and a sport coat." More union workers have joined the protest as well.
Now, I like that old people still use the phrase
Buzz, you're basically sequencing your news like many of the major networks have, and you guys do that in a certain way, and I'm confused at that because I really think I'm all for paying attention to who's running against who in the Republican nomination race, and I'm all for the Occupy Wall Street story. It's a big story. I'm just amazed that you guys aren't, like, prioritizing the fact that a somewhat sovereign nation plotted to blow up a restaurant here in Washington, D.C., and we're putting it on the third page. I'm blown away by this.
Mm-hmm. O'Mara's.
Right on Capitol Hill, right next to the nation's capital. I'm blown away by this, and I don't know. Watching Biden this morning when he was interviewed, it would seem to me, you know, I'm not a hawk. I'm really not. I'm kind of a dove. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you.
Your hands especially.
I really think if we don't put a carrier over there and put some jets up in the air and send a little warhead or two or maybe a drone into their military installations, F them. They plotted. Their government plotted to blow up a bomb here in the United States. That's war, baby.
For those not in the know, please.
Oh, sure.
It's Iran and Saudi Arabia, right?
And a terror plot.
It was a plot, apparently, by the Iranian government
to
kill the ambassador to Saudi Arabia who serves here in the United States. By the way, also the right-hand man to the head of Saudi
Arabia.
Not
the ambassador to Saudi Arabia, the Saudi ambassador here
to
in the
United States. Yes. Right, okay. Here. And we're going to blow him up in a restaurant. The guy who tried to contract this said he didn't care how many people died in the process. There are also indications that this group group was going after Israelis. They were trying to employ, of all bizarre things, a Mexican drug cartel to do some of the killing.
And direct ties to the Iranian government, which right. tells me they the economic sanctions that we have levied against yes. Iran are fine. They're all well and good. Right. You know, they cause their people to riot in the streets. We see evidence of that when they shoot like that innocent girl that dies on video, and we all get mm-hmm. to see that. But the fact is, this to me is... These are the bad guys, you know, and that's another thing that kills me about, you know, Saddam Hussein was a bad guy. Nobody right. can argue about that.
Right.
But this guy, Ahmadinejad,
they're coming after us now.
This is, you know, they're
well, you know what? He's crafty.
He's crafty.
He's slippery.
Right.
And he likes to play both sides.
Exactly.
And I hate that. And Ann Curry with him, you know, one bullet.
Well, I agree with you about we need to take action. I said that this morning on KCJJ, as a matter of fact. And you're right also.
Buzz yes. Burbank.
That
Hawk,
well done.
Man of science.
Hawk Burbank.
We could have, and maybe we should have, led with his story. I didn't in this case because the threat has been foiled for now. They are keeping an eye on this situation, but Americans are being warned to be careful. Now, this act of war that Oscar just mentioned, U.S. officials say when you combine this latest plot with Iran's plans to sail warships off the international waters of the U.S. We had that story recently.
Yeah, and they said it wasn't for war. They were just doing it.
And you combine that with the tough talk from Ahmadinejad. Yeah, it appears now that without coming right out and saying so, the country, the government of Iran, has declared war on the United States.
Yeah, they're going F you to us every day.
We don't need this. And the other thing I want to underscore is we should not develop a hatred for the Iranian people. They don't like their government either.
Yeah.
They would like to be friends with the United
Valid.
States. Their government is keeping them down. If we can somehow overthrow that government or unseat that government, then maybe there's a chance for peace and maybe we won't have to go to another freaking war.
Yep,
so,
I agree.
Good topic.
No, I don't want to
topic.
Invade them or anything. I just think, you know, right. one of those nice little surgical strikes. Instead of targeting guys that are in the Al Qaeda movement, yeah. I think we ought to maybe take this this little.
Without engaging
cabinet ministers, something like that.
Without engaging troops or nukes, we need to smack them down.
You're
what
sitting
I think
there.
We need to
okay.
Do.
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll take the okay. warships and we'll go off the coast of the United States.
There we go.
Bye-bye.
Now, bad. Before I take us out of here, Topeka is the state capital of Kansas. It's also the home of the Westboro Baptist Church, which hatefully protests at funerals. But today, Topeka is in the news for a different reason. The city council there, on the advice of its police chief, has repealed its domestic violence law. The police chief says he has bigger crimes to chase.
So you're allowed to beat your wife there?
Apparently.
Yes. Only if she keys your car.
That's my son.
An arrest. It's still illegal. It's a misdemeanor, but an arrest is no longer
wow.
required.
Mm. How's real estate down there?
Topeka, Rob.
Yeah.
it's kind of on
well,
our way.
You don't hit her, but you just shake the ass out of her. That's Chris Rock said.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
I'm just thinking. That's all.
I can fix this. Finally, a wacky news roundup for ye. Crooks are stupid. In Cumming, Georgia, a would-be bank
Where?
Robber
Cumming.
Cumming.
Ah, yes.
A would-be bank robber tried to hide his face with a furnace filter. A security camera got a nice look at his face from the side angle, though. In Newcastle, Delaware, a would-have-been bank robber has been arrested after writing a hold-up note that was so sloppy the teller couldn't make out the words. From the home office in Florida, a Fort Lauderdale man has reached a deal with prosecutors after being nabbed for giving women phony breast exams door-to-door.
Yeah.
In Huntington Beach, California, three elderly people were taken to hospital after eating some of the potluck food that was served at the funeral of a friend. It became clear the brownies were of the magic variety Uh-oh. When those who ate them suddenly had trouble standing upright.
Sure.
I'm Buzz Burbank wow. on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, you Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the people making this road trip possible.
Yeah.
Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore
uh-huh.
will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer information at smartterm.com. Encore Insurance
Encore.
Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Road Trip 2011.
Yeah.
We're on our way. The next time you hear our voices, we will be on the road to Iowa. And don't forget, this coming Saturday, it's Kinnick Stadium.
Look for us in the north parking lot near the rec center, the only black bus in sight.
Also look for us at
in the corn maze.
The Hofbrauhaus.
Right. Yes.
Fiddler's
yes.
Glen.
Right.
Chicago, the Chicago Street Pub,
Jordan's right. Family Restaurant,
Side of the Jordan's Rose Family Member, and well, it's all on Facebook.
Oh, and the Joliet Drunk Tank,
and the Joliet Drunk Tank,
Ginsburg's on Friday evening.
Yes, very much so, and we thank everybody. Check Facebook,
please,
for our itinerary. We'll be giving you updates where we're going to be. No pictures, though. Anyway, thanks a lot, and we'll check with you on the road. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Love you all very much.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Get your talk now, RJ.